This sportscast is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a five-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year. Stop by Seguin Chevrolet today at 509 West IH-10. High school volleyball District 27 5A champion Seguin stayed unbeaten in district play with a sweep of San Antonio Burbank on senior night Tuesday at Goldie Harris Gym. Seguin took the match 25-14, 25-15, and 27-25. Senior Giselle Morales had three service aces and 40 assists in the victory. Morales is closing in on 3,000 assists for her career. Junior Ellie Anderson led the Lady Mats with 18 kills and 8 digs. Morales and two other Seguin seniors played their last regular season home match at Goldie Harris. Before the match, Morales, Mia Hernandez, and Lila Bird were recognized by their teammates and coaches. Following Tuesday night's victory, Seguin coach Ashley Ferris, who is in her fourth year as the Lady Matador head coach, talked about the contributions of the three Lady Mat seniors.
Lila is the most selfless person, human being I've ever coached in my entire life. You see her on the bench, how much she yells. She's embraces her role. She knows she's the hype man, and she does such a good job with energy and allowing us to just be high-spirited the whole game. Giselle, of course, being our commander on the floor, running a 5-1 offense for us most of the year. She's been doing that for several years in a row. I am extremely hard on her. She knows that anytime something's not going our way, it's usually her fault, and she's such a great coachable kid. She's very holds herself accountable and to a higher level. And then Mia, man, she's such a utility player. I had to have her as an outside right side last year, and now she's back into a DS role. Again, another selfless person just doing what's best for the team. Overall, just great, great seniors. And the underclassmen were so excited to play that kind of volleyball at that caliber for their seniors tonight. I think that's what made a big difference, too. They were playing for them, you know?
Seguin, 15-0 in district, won their 11th straight match and 30th overall of the season. The Lady Mats will close out their regular season this Friday at San Antonio Brackenridge. Seguin will play in the UIL bi-district round of the playoffs next week. The Marion Lady Bulldogs also stayed unbeaten in district play with a road sweep of Young Women's Leadership Academy on Tuesday. The Lady Bulldogs won their 13th straight match while improving to 9-0 in District 27-3A. Marion has clinched the district title. They'll play in the bi-district round next week. Marion will finish up their regular season on Friday when they host San Antonio Cole. And the Navarro Lady Panthers clinched the second playoff spot in District 28-4A with a sweep on Tuesday at Gonzales. Navarro improved to 7-2 in district with their 20th overall win of the season. Class 4A 8th-ranked Lavernia earned the district championship. Navarro will host Cuero on Friday to close out their regular season. Cross country, Navarro runner Lilia Flo is returning to the girls' state cross country meet. Flo set a new Navarro High School record on Tuesday at the Class 4A Region 4 Championship in Corpus Christi. The senior crossed the finish line with a time of 11:48.71 in the 2-mile race. Flo earned the bronze medal for her performance and now moves on to the state meet. Navarro junior Liliana Leslie finished 48th at the regional meet with a personal record time of 13:18.48. Sophomore Peyton Wyatt finished 149th. Sophomore Jenny Sines was 170th. And freshman Leslie Hernandez placed 172nd. For the Navarro boys, junior Robert Leal finished in 85th place in the 5,000-meter race. Lilia Flo will represent Navarro High School at the state meet on Saturday, November 1st in Round Rock. Flo finished 71st at the state meet last year as a junior. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet at 509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory as well as exclusive deals at SeguinChevrolet.com. Chris Austin, KWED Sports.